Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this world, you're listening to 5 Minute Motivation. Lucky you. You're here with Patrick Giarelli.
And that's what's up.
And Brian Donovan.
And that's what's up.
Sir Patrick Giarelli.
And Bri. There you go. You can have it on video, too.
Oh, awesome.
Audio, whatever.
Well, so we have a quote. We're going to break that quote down. We're going to talk about it and make you think a little bit, make you reflect. And you never know. Maybe this just might change your life in the slightest little bit, and that slightest little bit might end up being a big fucking deal.
Damn.
Yeah.
That could have been the quote right there.
Could be.
But I mean, we'll give you the real quote. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it. It'll take over God, we gonna make it. Show the world that it's shining our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it. All right, so I don't know if I know specifically who this guy is. He's got a relatively generic name, William James. Does that ring a bell to you? I think I've been to his vineyard.
The quote above it is Dostoevsky, so, you know, he's in good company. We don't laugh because we're happy. We are happy because we laugh. Was on a very extremely long road trip the other day, and sometimes I'll just put on a comedy channel.
Oh, totally.
You know, when I get mostly when I get serious in the rental car for free,
yes.
Because I don't have it. And I mean, never ending, endless supply of good stuff.
Yes,
especially
absolutely.
Because there's four comedy channels,
yeah, and
you
can succession.
If a commercial pops up, you just go to the other
up
one.
Down,
you go to Kevin
down.
Hart.
Yes, yeah.
A comedian Richard Brenner was talking about a belief that he had that he got from his father, and it was always leave them laughing. I had just less than 24 hours previous been thinking about this. I had an interaction where I was going up in the elevator to my room. There was already a gentleman in the elevator. So one of those two-door elevators that goes into the area where they clean all the towels and all that stuff. And so the woman that came from that back area joined me and this other gentleman, random stranger, in the elevator. She said, "Oh, weren't you guys out the other night?" I looked at her and I was like, "No, I just got here and I don't know this guy." But but I said, I do get, you know, mistaken for people quite regularly, and they always seem to be named Steve. And for some reason, that little tiny joke, she loved it. She thought it was hilarious, and she, you know, kind of walked down the hall and she was laughing.
Good.
As she left my presence. And so then I'm left going up to the room with this other gentleman drinking a beer. He was drinking a beer and you know, made some small talk with him and got him laughing a little bit and went on my merry way to my room. And I started thinking about, man, what if you could do that with every interaction you ever had, where you either leave somebody laughing or you leave them feeling a little bit better about themselves. And I think this is something that I both intentionally and unintentionally do on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Partly for my own selfish purposes, because I feel better when I make people laugh. I feel like I've accomplished something. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Good.
But if you look at it from a more selfless perspective, what kind of impact could you have? It's unimaginable if that were contagious. If you made somebody laugh, they felt just a little bit better in general or about themselves, and they in turn were a little bit nicer to the next person that they encountered. That is basically the summation and the goal that we have for this podcast.
Absolutely.
In general.
Yes.
And that I think everybody should have in life.
Yes.
Is to have a positive interaction with every single person that you meet, because you never know how much impact that might have on people in general. And then to hear Ooh. That reinforced just less than 24 hours later, and basically that was Richard Brenner coming to me directly and saying, "You're onto something, leave them laughing." Mm-hmm. And honestly, I already proved to myself, because of meeting a couple salty people since then, that it is impossible to make every
Everyone
single
laugh.
Interaction end that way. But So I do this thing where if I'm on a road trip, typically going up north, passing through a toll booth, I say something random to the toll booth
to see if you can get him to smile and react.
I want to get some sort of smile, and I do this at every single toll booth. And so hopefully, you know, I have my wife in the car with me. She appreciates it. Sometimes I'll be on the phone with a family member and they appreciate it. And I think, you know, having a discussion with my wife, Allison, shouts out to Allison.
Nice.
Last night, she was like, you might not realize like how much of an impact that might have on people. Like, they may go back to their kids after a boring ass day and be like, you never guess what this dude said to me. Like,
yes.
Down in Florida, I went through one toll booth and drove through, gave the guy, I give the guy the money and then I get any change. And then I say what I say as I'm driving off. So,
yeah.
So I get the change, and I was like, oh, that's a dope booth, bro. And he was just like, he looked around, and he was like, oh, thank you.
It is. I like my booth. I like it. Oh, man. Brian just said a whole lot of hotness, amazingness right there in the last couple minutes. Man. I mean, yes, impact, positivity, optimism. Holy crap. And I'm somebody who doesn't believe too much in coincidence. I believe it's sort of like the spiritual forces of the world through how your heart and soul and mind are finding a connected level. Brian thinking these big thoughts that led to the comedian reaffirming Brian's thought processes. I mean, yeah, we can just say the word coincidence, but I just feel like it's you've got to have your receptors on, your radars up in order to even claim it as coincidence. Or possibly, man, life is telling me something, okay? Because messages and meanings come from all different angles, but you got to have your eyes and ears open. Give me that quote one more time, B.
We don't laugh because we are happy. We are happy because we laugh.
I think the best and worst I could say to our listeners is that I'm going to continue to ponder this quote for the rest of the day, because since I did not know of this quote prior to approximately 4.5 whatever such minutes ago, I am still pondering it. And I don't have a whole lot to say about happy and laugh and laugh and happy, except for at this very moment, I'm grateful that I see them as almost where I was a couple seconds ago. I see them as a blended entity. I see happy people laughing, and I see laughter yielding and creating happiness. And the more happy you are, the more laughter you'll have. And the more laughter you have, the more happy you'll be. And I hope and think and believe that people are, I guess I've said this for years and years now, is that in my interactions with people, often in the business world, but not exclusively in the business world, but often in the business world, look, I don't care if people are laughing at me or with me. I'm just happy they're laughing.
Yeah.
So if they're laughing at my expense, I'm a grown up. I know what I stand for. I know where I live. I got food on my table at night. Laugh. Pick on me. Feel free. I know I am foolish. I am foolish by nature, nurture, and choice, because it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. But you know what's a bigger deal to me is allowing people to laugh. And the best is almost like what Brian just said, like the phone booth. Not the phone booth, toll booth. Do all of our listeners even know what a phone booth is?
Probably not.
But some of the places that I like to really exploit these mundane situations is like the bank, the ABC store, the library, the accountant's office. Like, a lot of these places are dull stroll because human nature and society has said that we're supposed to be ultra serious at these places. Well, that's why I act like probably even a bigger foolish version at those places, because those people and places deserve humor, laughter, and joy as well. And I'm going to a couple banks after we get done recording today, and I don't even know.
That's a good day. Couple banks.
I got to take money and put it over here and do it. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, yes, I could do it all digitally, but that's just not going to basically. And is what I just said to some of my banking acquaintances last week. If I decided to do it all digitally, I wouldn't have as good of an opportunity to have to maximize my human relations. If I'm not maximizing my human relations, I'm not bringing y'all this positivity and nonsense with as much frequency.
Yeah.
I have no earthly idea what conversations I may stumble upon at the bank, but I know a couple different things. One, they will be different than most of the people at the bank, and two, there will be conversation. I mean, some people just go to the bank and it is like robot bank, like make deposit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, I don't understand that.
It's
got to like connect.
Yes, Brian. What a great way. And through those connections, you find the happiness, you find the laughter. And I think that's probably one of the things that I say I enjoy about myself. That sounds pretty egotistical.
Nah, it's okay.
But I never know. I do not know what's going to come out of my mouth at any given time. And it's not like that super cavalier way where people say like, yeah, I don't have a filter, man. I mean, just don't worry about it. I don't have a filter. I think I do have a filter. I think I can use it with some frequency, because I think the people who say they don't have a filter are the ones that are just concluded to not give a damn about what comes out of their mouth and what they say and who they offend. You know, I'm somewhere in the middle of that. But what I mean is, like, I don't know what I'm going to go talk to the bankers about. And that's exciting for me. I don't know. It could be the weather. It could be a car I pass on the way here. It could be this podcast. It could be a business opportunity gone sour. But whatever it is, I'm going to do my best to leave them with a positive impact, because, dang it, man, I know that's my mission in life, and I hope that's many other people's mission in life as well. And I don't know. And, I mean, I hear it, people over the years, people would say, like, man, that's unique. Or how'd you come up with that? And I go, it just came out of my mouth. I mean, I wasn't just thinking about this and waiting for the right moment to talk about it. No. The right moment to talk about dang near anything is the moment that you thought about it. And if you're not acting like a cavalier dickhead, then it's not even a big deal. Okay. And the taboo orientation, I'm just going to put this out there, even inside of this podcast about happiness and laughter. The taboo orientation that says that you can't talk about sex, drugs, politics, a religion? Nah, absolutely talk about those things. Talk about those things with wisdom. Talk about those things with kindness. But you know what? There needs to be more conversations about, okay, so drugs maybe isn't in that. It's sex, politics, and religion, right? Those are the three things that you've grown to be told not.
Yeah, I think you mixed it up with sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I think that's where I was heading, because I almost said rock and roll.
You can talk about rock and roll.
But you can definitely talk about rock and roll. I guess you can definitely talk about drugs. But my point is that sex, politics, and religion need to be discussed more often. And they can be discussed in any environment, in any setting, as long as you are not discussing those things with an orientation that I am right, you are wrong. I am good, you are bad. Matter of fact, if you're discussing dang near anything with those last two things about good and bad and right and wrong, probably just shut up and go home, because you got to have an open mind to have an open dialogue, and an open dialogue is going to offer opportunities to be happy, to laugh, to learn, to grow. But don't be afraid of conversations that you might not have had extreme opportunity to have those conversations. Be the catalyst for those conversations, and understand that you might think and believe one thing, but at the same time, if you're having an authentic conversation, by the end of that conversation, you might have grown, changed, and adapted to think a different way. Now, if you're set in your ways, like I said, I'll offer you a hug, but you know, nobody probably really wants to talk to you anyways. And the reality is that as I say those things about set in your ways, right now, anybody who's listening is thinking about a person or two they know that way that they do love because they have unconditional love for them, but they don't actually like spending time with them. So just make sure you're not that person. And if you know the person that you're envisioning right now, give them an extra hug. Give them an extra hug. But I cannot and will not fortify their stubbornness or nonsense. Happiness and laughter, right? That's where we started.
I don't know if we ended there.
But we did, but we do, because again, it's all around you. Which came first, the happiness or the laughter, the chicken or the egg, the tree or the seed? I'm not sure.
Yes.
But I hope you laugh and you live and go make a positive impact on somebody somewhere sometime today.
Yeah, do it. It's easy. So easy.
So easy.
Just look for any type of connection that you might have with this person. Pat's example of the bank, they always have shit at their desk that you can talk about.
Yeah.
They got the like SpongeBob poster that their kid drew, and you could say something about that. You know what? Here's the thing. If you don't if you interact with somebody and you don't ask them how their day has gone so far or have some sort of question for them, it's not always going to come to you. You know, he talked about the robotic, you know, make deposit. That's how life is going to be unless you ask questions and try and look for a connection with people. And
get engaged.
Honestly, as a country, as a world, we have gone through a lot of shit recently. We're going to go through a lot more shit.
Sure.
And the best way to get through all that stuff is to just find connections with other people and laugh about some shit.
Man, we have so much more in common than we do different. Our listeners, so much more in common than we do different.
We appreciate you.
Bye. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, if you're with me. It's time. I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it. It'll take over God, we gonna make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gonna fake this. Till we make it, till we make it. There's an elevator here?